Good morning, and thanks for tuning in to KRFY's Morning Show. This is the Garden Life Edition, and I'm your host, Julie Prochinski, and I'm here in the studio with my favorite co-host, Julie Calamine. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Julie. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Joining us in the studio today are Janelle Shields and Gail Locke with the Bonner County Gardeners Association. Good morning, gals. Good to have you.
Good morning.
But first, I think we'll be looking at the weather, Julie. What's it look like?
Why not? It's a pretty quick report, everybody, especially if you've lived in Sandpoint for any period of time whatsoever. It is spring in Sandpoint, and so we're going to have that spring mix this week. From today, Tuesday, up until Thursday, you can expect wet weather, you know, like 50, 60% chance of mainly rain, possibly something a little more solid, but mainly rain. Highs in the middle upper 40s and lows in the low 30s, low middle 30s. And pretty typical weather for here. But I've got some good news. Friday, starting Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and maybe beyond, we're going to have sun.
Woo!
Yes, sun and highs in the middle 50s. So that's a perfect, well, actually a perfect entree into what we're going to be talking about, which is gardeners and gardening and the Bonner County Gardeners Association.
That's right. And we'll go right into the show. Today, our show is called The Season Opener, and it's perfect to have the Bonner County Gardeners here. Beginning with Gail. Gail, introduce yourself and tell us your journey to the Sandpoint gardening, and finally, to how you became a Bonner County gardener. We lost our bio, folks. Just hang on 1 minute and I'll get it. Here we are, gals.
At this hour in the morning, I have to read my bio because I have no memory of any of the events I'm describing. I became a certified master gardener in 2003 in Santa Clara, California, then moved to Idaho and recertified in 2009 and became one of the founding members of the Bonner County Gardeners Association. I garden on a standard city lot, and I grow the things that I can't find in the supermarket. So I grow Montmorency cherries, which are sour cherries, Ooh. Which are very hard to find, and the only way to make a decent pie, as far as I'm concerned. I grow Seckel pears, which are tiny pears that are called sugar pears because they're so sweet. And I grow a pink pearl apple, which is pink on the inside and green on the outside and sounds like Granny Smith went to Paris and had a flavor makeover.
Oh, my God. Fantastic.
I also grow kiwis, raspberries, and blueberries and veggies and a ton of flowers. So it's loaded.
I saw on your webpage address, it's Gardener's Daughter.
Yes,
it
is.
You grew up with a gardener in the family.
I grew up with my mother, who had us gardening as often as she could, which was seldom. We had other things in mind. We had, in the early years, 6 almond trees. And my mother, who was from the Midwest and had never seen a live almond tree in her life, decided we should hull them, shell them, put them in bags, and send them to everybody to whom we were related, a large family. After that, I didn't garden for a very long time. But I picked it back up in my 50s when I moved from Chicago to Half Moon Bay, California, and grew things 24/7, 365. And it was a great joy. And I must say that I really like the climate here because the gardener gets a rest.
Yes. Time off.
Yeah, time off in the winter.
And then you're raring to go in the spring.
Absolutely. All that business with seed catalogs they joke about, Well, it's all true.
It fills a need, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Dark days of winter. And also we have Janelle Shields here, and I didn't get a chance to tell you that you had a phone call early when we first got here and the donkeys are out.
Oh, no, not yet. All right. I'm hoping the the neighbors are on their toes again. Okay. Always, it's great for starting your heart when you hear that your donkeys are out.
Janelle has, we know that she has chickens and donkeys. And before we came on air, Julie Prochinski was telling about her us about her mother's annual April Fool's Day joke that worked on all the kids in her family for many years. You tell it, Julie.
Well, it's the banging the broom on the ceiling of the kitchen, and we were upstairs, and she hollered up there, "The cattle are out, kids, get up." And just as we were going out the door, she'd holler, "April Fool's." She lived for that day.
Well, yeah, I bet, I'll tell you.
So, Janelle, please introduce yourself to everyone, and we'd like to hear your story.
Well, I started relatively late. When I first purchased my 5-acre property, I started with 5 raised beds, and I thought, oh, that's so much garden space. What will I ever do with all this space? Well, 16 years later, I have 21 raised beds, a corn and squash patch, a cut flower garden, and an abundance of grapes and raspberries and hops. So what you find out is you either are really into gardening or you're not, because it quickly becomes addictive. So I also have, like you said, I have mini donkeys, I have chickens, I have peacocks that are wonderful sounding. Ask my neighbors. And well, as barn cats and a 16-pound guard, vicious guard dog. But I always wondered, why do older people, it seems to be older people that are into gardening. And I thought, why? What is this? Well, now as I'm approaching older, careful, I know. Because it's really life-giving, and it's a life-affirming. Nothing connects you to source like digging in the dirt and then tasting a fresh vegetable and a fruit. And that first time that you're using your kitchen garden herbs in a salad, it's indescribable. So in essence, there are only youthful gardeners. They may die of old age, but they die young.
That's fantastic.
There's a common saying that a person who grows a garden never grows old. And truly, in my mother's case, she didn't die until she was 98, and she was gardening the whole time. And I took her tools, cleaned them, and sent them to my nephew, who's still using them.
That is so true. It is totally life affirming. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So let's get right into our show for today. It's the season opener. So Bonner County Gardeners Association, you're both members of that. And on their webpage, their motto is education, community, and camaraderie. Mm-hmm. Let's use that as our outline for our talk today, beginning with the educational component. You're both master gardeners.
I am a master gardener. That is a particular certification program developed really to help homeowners rather than small farmers. That's the purview of the extension office. But master gardeners dedicate their time and energies to helping homeowners with various problems or teaching various skills, mm-hmm. like and the, pruning.
The Bonner County Gardeners Association puts that educational class on.
It put several educational classes on. We have a home hort series, which is coming up right now. And we teach things like how to have a garden that blooms all season, how to prune small trees and ornamentals, how to... Oh, gee, what else?
Composting.
We do a lot with composting because it is a way to gain fertile soil without necessarily going to Home Depot and buying a bag of goodness knows what.
That's right.
And putting it on your garden. So, and then we also teach a quasi-certification class. We are not technically master gardeners, but all of us have either master gardener training or the equivalent, years of farming experience, mm-hmm. or, you know, somebody may have worked in a nursery for 10 years.
So, the knowledge.
Yeah, so you have to have a knowledge base when you come in.
You So you don't have to take their master gardening class to become a member.
You do not have to. It's advised, especially if you came from a place like sunny California, where the planting schedule and the growing schedule are entirely different.
You learn a lot, I've heard.
Yes, you learn a lot.
The education part of it is really the draw for a lot of gardeners, because the more you garden, you realize the less you know. There is so much to understand. And so you have this broad array. You may not be into orchards or ornamentals, but maybe you just want the vegetables, or maybe you just want the flowers. So it's such a wide array. You, if you have a thirst for knowledge, gardening is your jive.
I always say never be in a profession where you learn everything about it in the first 2 years. That makes your work life really long.
Boring. I learn by my mistakes. Yes. Those are the ones I really remember.
Yes, yes.
So let's give a little highlight of the April home horticulture classes that you referred to. On the second, which is tomorrow, how to create a successful garden in North Idaho. That's what, just mm-hmm. what you talked about. Mm-hmm. Where are these classes held?
They're held in various locations. Okay. The Pondere Events Center is where our offices are, and classes are often held there. Though we're at the Extension office sometimes, where we meld with the Master Gardener certification classes. And also at, I forget what that facility is called, Janelle, you know, Dennis Pence's old property.
The Organic Orchard.
Thank you. U of I knew it had a name.
Organic mm-hmm. Research Center.
Even better, yes. Julie. Yes.
It is a great place to take a course.
It is a great place to take a course. Yes. And we all love it when we can, but we, you know, get a group of gardeners together. I mean, the oldest gardening joke in the world is when you're lost and you're stranded, nobody can find you, even the Saint Bernard with the casket of whiskey around its neck. All you have to do is clear a patch, you know, put in a couple of seeds, and some fool will pop out of the woods and say, no, you're not doing it right. So, you know,
gardeners.
Everybody's got an opinion on
that's right.
on how to garden and how much they can do.
Right. And that's the camaraderie part of it, really.
Yeah.
It's the joshing back and forth. And I see on April 9th, so it's every week this month, there's some kind of class. Mm-hmm. Ornamental pruning is on the 9th. Mm-hmm. And ornamental landscaping for a continuous bloom is on the 16th.
Mm-hmm.
On the 23rd, there's the composting class with
here we go.
Ann Warwick, whose name is very familiar in town. She's written so many articles.
Yes she has. Mm-hmm.
And then the 30th, gardening as we age.
Yes, but let's back up for a second.
Yes.
Because Janae Dale is known for earthworm.
Yes, she is. She is the queen of earthworm compost.
Yes.
You know, she's the earthworm whisperer.
Yeah.
Now say that real fast.
I have worms in just my regular compost, and they really do a job.
Some people claim that the tillable land that we have has all been churned by earthworms first. It's what gives it its lightness.
Mm-hmm. And the compost.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. We'll move on to the civic component of the Bonner County Gardeners Association, and that looks like it's mostly public gardens.
Yes. It is.
You have gardens all over town that you are responsible for, or that you help with.
More, we have a hand in things.
See.
We are not meant to be the labor on a project. Instead, we will provide funds. We will guide people. We will suggest a design for the garden. We will work hands-on. But in general, as with school gardens, we're relying on someone younger and sturdier than us to do the digging.
Kids, yes.
The school kids.
Yes, they love to get out there in the era, I'm sure. Has the work started on these public gardens yet?
Or? Oh, yes. Oh. We're in continuous motion. Very shortly, we'll be going to work to maintain the healing garden, which is one of the things that we do.
And the chamber, I see. You mm-mm. take care of the chamber gardens and the museum gardens.
Well, we have a hand in that, but that isn't necessarily our project alone. It's shared with other community members.
How many schools have gardens?
About six.
I know, Julie, you've worked on the school gardens.
I have. I'm not currently a volunteer for one of the school gardens, but what a great experience if you haven't done that yet. Kids have so much fun learning about how to plant a seed and watching them come up. And they run off for the summer and they come back and things have happened. And it's just a great experience. And, you know, a lot of those kids are gardeners already, which is so exciting.
Yes.
It's really fun.
The kids' day at the farmer's market is always fun. Those mm-hmm. kids come in and show us what they've been doing, and mm-hmm. they're so proud. The other thing I saw was the City Nature Challenge. Are you familiar with that? It was on your webpage.
Yeah, that currently is not happening, and
okay.
I don't know the rationale behind that, but...
That just kind of hasn't taken off.
It hasn't taken off.
It's,
yes.
You know,
well, it may
countrywide.
Be going through the Native Plant Society, I think.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
And,
okay.
And that's not uncommon. The Native Plant Society does the garden around the museum,
yes.
the historical museum.
Yeah. Or right. possibly the Master Naturalists. I think
and
one of those two would be more involved in that.
We are legion, Julie.
Yes. So many people. So many great organizations.
I liked looking it up today and finding out what it's all about. You just kind of document what you see. If you see birds, if you see plants, if you see animals, you document, put it on there, and share it. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Now that the birds are flying over, I saw two big geese land in the top of a tree today, and I thought, my gosh, is that an eagle nest?
Well, I'll tell you, the robins are back,
yes,
and robins
yes.
have attitude. I once chased a robin, literally the robin running in front and me behind around a big bush because it was eating my worms, and I was... Forget it. They eat raspberries. They eat what they want.
Yeah. They usually come a little early, so they need
yes.
lots
yeah.
of food when they
yeah.
get here.
Yeah.
You were talking about the Victory Gardens and the Freedom mm-hmm. Gardens. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about your knowledge of these gardens and how they got started in our country.
Well, I was born in a time when Victory Gardens were a thing. We were extant together. And the Victory Gardens, of course, came out of the fact that much of our population began in a rural community and then moved toward the city as the Industrial Revolution called for more workers. But during World War II, I was a very young child at the end of World War II. And everybody grew a Victory Garden. Just really everybody, rich, poor, it didn't really matter. And those were the things that your family liked to eat. The greatest mistake you can make with a garden is growing things that nobody wants to set their lips around. You know? The Master Gardener program, from which we are an offspring, basically started in 1973, but prior to that was something that Abraham Lincoln started, actually, when he created land-grant colleges, which were colleges for the hoi polloi, meaning all of us. And what they found is the land-grant colleges could only supply enough information for commercial growers. What they found was a flood of homeowners that came in and said, I need help. From that grew the Master Gardener program, so that there were trained people who could answer individual, specific questions about what to grow, when, where, how to plant, and mm-hmm. so on.
Extension offices mm-hmm. set yeah. out away from the community. Yeah,
the extension office was really meant to deal with commercial growers. Okay. So the master gardeners were the homeowners' answer to the professional garden.
Very interesting. Maybe we should take a quick break right now. It seems like a good spot to take a little song break with Simon and Garfunkel.
I'm in favor. And so, folks, we'll take a... First of all, if you're just joining us, this is KRFY, listener-supported radio for the Idaho Panhandle. I'm Julie Calamine, and I'm here with Julie Pertinsky. And this morning, we're interviewing the Bonner County Gardeners Association with Gail and...
Janelle.
Thank you, Gail and Janelle. And so we've been having a great time with that. I might just ask you to give listeners your contact, either the website or whatever, before we run to song break, and we'll mention it again. How do they find you all?
Okay, you can find BCGA online at bcgardeners.org, or you can call the office, which is located in the...
In the
Ponderay Event Center, and their number is 208-265-2070.
That's great. So, folks, you know how to reach them if you want to start becoming a Bonner County gardener. And for those of you who may have joined us after the beginning of the program, just know that this entire interview will be posted as a podcast later in the day or tomorrow at the latest. So if you miss part of it, you can always come back and catch it. All right, now on to a short song, Simon and Garfunkel, April Come She Will. All right, and that was Simon and Garfunkel, April Come She Will. What a sweet spring song for our day and our topic.
It was based on a nursery rhyme called Cuckoo.
Oh.
Very dear little song.
Yes, it is.
Back with the Bonner County Gardeners Association, we've got Gail Locke here and Janelle Shields. Moving on to, let's talk about sharing your bounty that the gardeners grow every year, beginning with the plant sale. Is there a plant sale this year?
Yes, there is. And it is held at the Ponderay Event Center. And this is a great opportunity to get very affordable, usually organic.
And well-grown.
Well-grown, well-established plants. And so this, we sell out our plants. So come, this is on May 9th and 10th. I recommend coming early for the best selection. And so we all share, the gardeners all share their extras that they're calling and contributing. Mm-hmm. And this is a great start. If you're looking to start a garden, absolutely consider us.
All bedding plants, or will there be gardens?
There will be ornamental plants, okay, as perennials. Well. Perennials, mm-hmm, as well as vegetables. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if... What shrubs? We have in the way of fruiting plants. We don't normally do shrubs. Okay. But
that's great. May 9th and 10th. Okay, that's on my calendar. And the garden tour. Let's talk about that.
The garden tour is my favorite, and that's how I was introduced to BCGA. This is every year. It's such a different selection of what you can do with what you have. So, for instance, this year we have a residence that's on a corner lot in city, very small lot, and they're featured because this house has used every available space to creating beauty and food. And so this is a great example of what you can do with in city. And then just the opposite, we have a newly established lavender farm, the Providence Lavender Farm. Mm-hmm. And so you get such great ideas of what you can do with your home. You take home and these wonderful inspirations, and you can apply it to your house.
Gardening is the greatest creative hobby you can have, I think.
It is considered the slowest of the performing arts.
Gals, there will be more than two gardens. How many have you invited?
We usually have five.
All right.
And they're scattered all over, so it's a wonderful. It's a great day, and you'll you'll enjoy it. It's really the highlight, I think, of the many things that we offer.
Mm-hmm. And it's July 5th, so it's the day after the 4th.
Actually, it is July 18th.
18th. Oh, good so thing.
When did that change?
Yes, well, it did. Oh. And it gives gardeners a little more time to flourish, so to speak.
Well, I'm happy that that's happened because so many folks have said in the past, if it were just a bit later, their gardens would be looking a bit better.
That's true.
And let's add this. It's a festive day, and folks that attend it have often attended year after year after year, and they don't come in their worn-out cutoffs. It's a kind of a dress-up occasion if you're in that mode. Lots of, like, summer sundresses and hats. It's really fun. And you can make a day of it, really. And just enjoy and have your friends and, just enjoy garden after garden. It's really a celebration of what you've all been able to accomplish.
Five gardens sounds about right, too.
You
can spend a good amount of time at each place.
You can take the whole afternoon.
Yes, or the morning. And it's not free, but the proceeds really go back to the Bonner County Gardeners for education and all the wonderful things that you do.
They do. In fact.
No plans for a veggie tour?
Sorry, pardon, I was going to say, and there's a raffle, too.
Ooh, yes, there is. That's
normally
great
a very
basket.
Nice raffle.
Yes, with one of our members makes trugs, which is a long, flat basket for those of you who haven't heard that word before. And it's one of those things you see on an English woman's arm as she tranquilly and peacefully clips flowers out of her garden and lays them in the trug.
So. Fantastic. Raffle and five gardens to tour.
Yeah, what a day.
It's going to be fun.
It is. It's wonderful fun.
Any plans for a veggie tour? I think
not
that
so
one
far
year.
As okay. I know. There's another member who's working on that, and we'll see what surfaces.
Okay. And information about that will be on the webpage, too. And when you buy a ticket, then you get the addresses.
Oh, yes.
Is that
yes.
correct? Yes.
Yeah.
So do you know how much the tickets will be?
I think they're $15.
$15. Oh, so cheap entertainment.
I know.
It is. It's a whole afternoon for $15. And you get to be a nosy Parker and stick your nose in somebody else's garden.
So many times
That's
you want to
the
do
best.
That.
Oh, thousands of times. I mean, we have to be controlled because we both carry shears in our cars.
That's true.
And buckets.
And trudges.
And trugs, baby.
People probably trudges. Know when you're coming.
I have to admit, it can be tempting to want to, you know, pick a little berry here or there or a beautiful flower. It's hard to keep your hands off.
Well, we go down through the alleys where things have overgrown their bounds and where you're on public land and take a snip of this and a snip of that.
You're helping. We
are helping clean up the dross. That's how we like to think of it.
That's not how that one neighbor felt about it.
Well, she yelled at you.
Yes. Okay.
You might have just explained to her that you're gleaners trying to help her out.
Yes. Yes.
The association also shares the knowledge that they have, not just with the Master Gardeners program, but I've seen you at the farmer's market. Will you do that as well this year?
Once a month, we show up at the farmer's market. We sit at a table, and people come by and ask all kinds of questions, from the absolutely inane to the penetrating, insightful, and unanswerable. Mm. So we have everything.
All gardeners. Once a month at the market.
And there are many, many, many gardeners. The great thing about age is when you're old, you don't have to go to work. So you can garden all day long.
That is true. Work cuts into the free time.
Yes, it does.
Members also write articles, like I've seen Ann Warwick's article in the co-op. Is there anywhere else that articles are? Do you have it on the webpage?
Or? Well, Valley Novak, who was one of our members, wrote for the Bonner Daily Bee.
Yes.
And very successfully for a great number of years. Thus far, nobody has stood up to take her place, but I know somebody will.
Well, we have such a treasure trove of her articles that they're timeless.
Yes, they are. Well, nothing much changes about gardening.
That is true. You can do it year after year after year. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Julie, do you have anything else to ask?
Well, I really don't have any more questions for you all. You gals, I would just like to compliment you on the work that you do and education that you're able to disseminate to people, especially so often folks new to the community that can really use the help. So you're a great resource. We thank you.
Well, thank you. We love our gardeners and we love showing them the little that we know, understanding that nature has a compendium that we'll never match.
Absolutely. Janelle, take us out with that little spiel you gave at the beginning about gardening being
the slowest of the performing arts.
The slowest of the performing arts, or you can add to it as you will.
Well, remember, there's only youthful gardeners. We may die of old age, but we die young.
We're
connected.
That's fantastic. Yes. Gail, give us the information one more time, the webpage and the phone number.
You can find us on the web at bcgardeners.org, and the phone number is 208-265-2070.
And you'll find that all those classes in April will be there. The information about the plant sale will be there.
Absolutely.
Information about the garden tours will be there. So it's really a very nice website with a lot of good information.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
It took us a while to get that planted, but planted it is.
And it continues to grow.
It does.
That's right. And as one last comment, I might add that if you're dipping your toe into gardening, you might consider the summer series, which is not as intense as the full program that you do in the winter, Bonner County Gardeners. So if this interview has piqued your interest and you're thinking, I might like to get to know these gardeners, this summer series is a great way to learn a little bit about the organization.
It is.
Highly recommend it. All right, well, we're going to finish up then. I thank you, ladies, Bonner County Gardeners, and we're going to take a song break, and then Julie and I will return with some upcoming events, some what's happening at the radio station kind of information, and then probably out with some songs.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you so much for coming
Most
in
welcome.
So early.
yes, the final cock has crowed.
All right. Well, on that note, we'll have a song, Mary Chapin Carpenter, Spring and All.